Welcome everybody. Shir number 1434. We're learning today. Lila nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Bar and Zizel. Lila nishmas Blima Basri Moshe Lerfuah Shleima Liza Chanachaya Bas Shendel Sarah Lerfuah Shleima Menachem Tzvi Ben Itka. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'Chayil. Okay, so an interesting question comes up with little children. So a lot of times the parents, the mother, whatever the case is, wants to put the children in pajamas, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, whatever, little children, and they have to dress them, right? They can't get dressed by themselves. Now, they're going to be going to bed, shortly after Avdallah, whatever the case is. They wait up for Avdallah. But there's the two-way street. We want to put on the pajamas now. It's like 3 hours before, 2 hours before, let's say. It's still Shabbos. But they won't be going to sleep till after Shabbos. So put on the pajamas after Shabbos. What's the problem? Why do you have to put it on now? So Elamai what? It's Achana, you're preparing. So this is a question. How do we look at it? How do we look at the putting on of pajamas onto the children? This is a case that's brought down the Igris Moshe. Moshe brings it down. In Arachayim Chelik Dalid, it's in Simen Kuf Hei. Simen Kuf Hei, it's Ois Gimel. So Ramosha has this question. How do we look at it? Is it a problem? It is not a problem. So first off, says Ramosha over there that many, many times and many children that how it works is they get dressed. And every day, like 2 hours before they go to bed, the mother or whatever puts on the pajamas, right? Puts on the pajamas on the kids. And he says that the children, they run around in their pajamas for like 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, before they're going to sleep, right? Let's say they go to bed, for example. Let's say they're going to bed 8 o'clock. So, 6 o'clock, the mother will put on the pajamas and the kids run around. Again, we're talking about small kids, 2, 3, 4 years old, whatever. They run around in their pajamas for a couple of hours, till they get tired and go to bed. So in other words, they don't put on the pajamas right before they go to bed. They run around in their pajamas 2 hours before. That's the standard procedure. So Rav Moshe says, if that's the case, if such a case like that, so this is the derech. It's not pshat that you're preparing when you get the children put on the pajamas, even though it's Shabbos, right? Even though it's Shabbos. But this is the regular way, says Rav Moshe. If nimtzashu derech levishasim, if a god meilu kishash time koidim shenid, you do it an hour or two before, and it happens to be Shabbos now, because Shabbos is late, whatever, right? This is the standard way that you do it. So therefore, this lucky isur da harei bizman shoish time koidim avdala, and the kids will stay up to avdala, and then right after that, they're going to sleep, right? They'll be tired, they'll run around in their pajamas. So this is the derech levi sholsan devegodim. This is like the derech of how you dress the children in their pajamas 2 hours before, an hour before. They run around, they get tired, they go to sleep. Okay, so now it's still Shabbos, because it's, because the Shabbos is ending right after, in other words, their bedtime is right after Avdallah. You want them to hear Avdallah and so on. Okay, so that's one way. So that, if that's the case, says Rav Moshe, that's fine. That will be no problem. Okay, so that case is fine, says Rav Moshe, but let's say the other way. Let's say these kids, again, it depends. A lot of these things that we've been talking about depends on the time of day, depends on the Seder Hayom, if you want to call it, how the household is run. Some kids put it on 2 hours before, there are others where the parents will put it on right before they go to bed. So it depends on the situation. So says Rav Moshe, let's say the situation is the other way, right? These little kids, right before they go to bed, they put on the pajamas and they go to bed. That's the procedure in this house, let's say, right? So says Rav Moshe, oh, but now I have more time. Okay, right after Shabbos, I'm busy, I have to wash up, I have to get the, right, clean up after Shabbos. So now I have more time. I'll put on my kids' pajamas. It's Shabbos. I'm not doing anything anyways. So let me just put on the pajamas like this. In other words, I might not have time. I'm not going to have so much time after Shabbos. I'll get them ready now, an hour or two before, right? Usually I don't do this, but now since I have time Shabbos, I will do this, right? Says if they eat, this is not the regular way that we do it during the week. He says in this household, usually they put it on right away and they go to bed, right? But now I have some more time. Oh, so says Rav Moshe, that's a big problem. Now I have more time. Yesh tam gadol lesser. It says Rav Moshe, there's a big reason to usher this whole thing, because why are you doing it now, right? Because you have time. Usually you don't do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You don't do it like this. You do it right before they go to bed, and they're going to bed right after Abdullah. So right after Abdullah, or a half hour after Abdullah, whatever, you know, put on their pajamas and have them go to bed. Why are you doing it now? Because you have time. So you can't do that. That's achana. So says Rav Moshe, that's achana. So you have to be very careful, and you have to know the situation in the house. Okay, so really a beautiful tshuva, however Moshe writes it. So then there's other times also. Now there's another situation. There's like a few different situations. It could be a situation, I put the kids to bed and I put on the pajamas right before they go to bed. Fine. So now the fact that I have time, I can't do it. But let's say case in time, the kid got dirty, right? The kid goes to bed 7 o'clock, right after Abdullah, let's say. I'm just giving an example. Now it's 5:30 or it's 6 o'clock and he got dirty. The kid can't go around like that. He got all something spilled on him or whatever. He can't have to change his clothing. So instead of me changing his clothing, I'll just put on his pajamas. But I have to take off his clothing right now. He can't. It's wet and it's not good like that, the way he's staying. So either I'll just take off his clothing, give him new Shabbos clothing, I'll just put on his pajamas already, and that's it. So that says Rav Moshe, that's okay, because Bevadai Moti says, Afshin Nimtza Shaloi Titzarech Lasei Zeh Belaila, right? The kid got dirty, and the Keva and Shehu says Rav Moshe over there in the Karev Lisman Shena, since it's close to the time of the kid going to sleep, so that's when it happened. He's going to bed in an hour and a half, in an hour, whatever. Okay, so what are you going to do? If the kid got dirty in the middle of the day, okay, that's something else. He got dirty an hour before he's going to sleep. What am I going to start putting on different Shabbos clothing and get those dirty also? So I'll give him his pajamas ready, and that's it. So says Rav Moshe, Kim Shu Karev Lisman Shena, again, it's in Ois Gimel in Kuf Simen Kuf Hey Arachaim Dalit. So then he says, Vaday Motor Avshenim Tzeshloi Tzarich Laasei Zeh Balayl. Even though I'm going to save time tonight. You know, usually I'll do it after Avdala, but now I'm doing it now. I'm going to save time. Yeah, but really, you're doing it for now. The kid needs clothing. What are you going to do? I'm not going to give him new Shabbos clothing. So I'll just put on his pajamas already, and that's it. So that's okay. And says Rav Moshe, of course, another the reason, which is the double pashut. Shehoylich bevagadim chamim. Laniach Orim, right? Ainer writes Melavisha Oisa Bevagadim Elish. Okay, whatever the case is, let's say it got cold or it's hot or something along those lines, and the kid can't stay. It's too hot in the house. He's in his clothing. It's just too hot. So I'll give him his pajamas also. The same type of thing. Another bottom line is that he needs it now, or it's cold, or it got cold, right? So the kid needs his pajamas. It has the feet on it, the fisalach, you know, the covering and everything. And right now he's in the shorts or whatever. Shabbos, he's a little kid, you know, and then it's cold. It's cold. He needs, so I'll give him, instead of giving him something else, a weekday thing, I'll put on his pajamas. But he needs it now, even though he's not going to bed for another hour. So again, it's the same type of a concept, because he needs it now. It's cold, it's too hot, or whatever the case is, or the kid got dirty. So then, all that will be fine, right? So those cases is fine, or like the first case we mentioned, if that's the regular mahalach that the mother or father does. But just to keep in mind, if I'm just doing it to save time, like this, I'll get them ready, that you have to be careful, that you can't do. But if there's a siba, if there's a situation which calls for the change now, like the cases we brought down, then says Rav Moshe, that would be fine. Okay, so again, just always keep in mind, when dressing the kids with pajamas, in this case, like Rav Moshe ends off, always keep in mind, am I doing it bedafka to save time, or there's a situation which calls for it now, a mystical situation. Thank you for listening. Aslocha Merocha Kol Tuv.